The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The unmistakable voice of Luke Kelly and the Wild Rover with the Dubliners, the original Dubliners. Well, you can hear that tune live this January during what's called the Dubliners Encore Tour. And I'm delighted to be joined by one of the original Dubliners, world-renowned fiddle player John Sheehan, and his daughter Ciola, a creator and producer of the new stage show. Good morning, John. Good morning, Ciola.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
Now, tell me about the birth of this show.
Well, I suppose at the end of 2012, we quit touring. That was the end of the Dubliners' story, if you like.
Now, you had many iterations of the lineup over the years from the original gang.
Sure, yeah. We had Sean Cannon, Jim McCann, Paddy O'Reilly, Patsy Washhorn. Who else?
Eamon Campbell.
Eamon Campbell, of course. Yeah. The different people coming in at different times.
And inevitably bearded.
Yeah, it wasn't quite.
Paddy was the only one, wasn't it?
Paddy didn't grow a beard.
He got away with it, just about.
Paddy never managed it. No.
Yeah, because I remember Eamon had a beard and Sean Cannon definitely grew a beard for the occasion.
Yes.
So the various iterations.
It wasn't a specified qualification or requirement. But
No, but you did, the repertoire of the Dubliners with all those iterations.
That's right, yeah. And each new member that came in
brought
their own repertoire along and expanded the thing and kept it going.
Yeah. So it ended in 2012 because, I mean, you
That was the end of her 50th year. And
enough is enough.
Barney had passed away that year, Dad.
And Barney died that year in April. So I was the last one standing or sitting.
Yeah, but you didn't stop because I know you were not alone playing in your own right, but also gigging with younger musicians, people we'd know, household names.
That's right. Glenn Hansard and Imelda May and Damo Dempsey and Declan O'Rourke. So I had great fun collaborating and doing guest spots with them along the way.
Okay, so now we come to the present and the Dubliners Encore. How was that born, Ciola?
Well, Dad was kind of, people were lamenting the fact that the Dubliners was over, if you like, and I was saying to Dad, like, it doesn't have to be over. You know, I think Dad has such a wealth of stories, like hilarious stories, some stories that you couldn't repeat on your show at 11 o'clock in the morning, Pat. So there was elements that I kind of thought, you know what, we can make this a really immersive experience and the next generation can experience what it was like to be at a Dubliner show. So we have incredible archive footage. Dad's a bit of a hoarder, isn't that right, Daddy? Mm. So we have this incredible archive footage that some of it Dad has never shared before. We have musicians that it took us 2 years to find because Dad's a bit of a stickler and he's very proud of the Dubliners' legacy, and it was really important that these musicians were very representative. And then we have Dad's story that kind of links the whole show together. So I think what we've created is a really immersive experience.
Now, I'm looking at the different characters here. I've downloaded the pictures of the lads.
Oh, right. Very good.
And they're all bearded.
Yes.
James Gallagher, who is he sort of?
Is he
Ronnie?
He's Luke.
He's Luke. Oh, he's Luke.
And sounds remarkably like Luke.
And Adam Holohan?
Adam Holohan is Barney. So I have to tell you this, Pat, when Adam came into the audition, like, we didn't set out to find people who looked like the
Because he looks more like Luke. He's red hair. Yeah.
Oh, Adam. Sorry, that's James. Yeah, James looks like Luke. But Adam came into the audition. He arrived late, similar to Barney. He created lovable chaos. He arrived with two banjos. One didn't have a handle on it. And I was just like, oh my God, like, we didn't set out to find people who looked like or embodied, but that's what we've got.
And then you had to find guys who gelled together as a unit.
That's great.
And it's not that the Dubliners didn't have their rows.
No, the rows never lasted more than a few pints.
Yeah, I should go back in time with you, John, though. You were in a permanent pensionable job.
A good job in the ESB.
You gave it all up.
I gave it all up one day, and that evening we had a meeting to discuss the future. Now, normally.
So you were caught out. You were gigging in Belfast when you should have been at work.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
I was a draftsman in the drawing office in Fitzwilliam Square. And in those days, you could take your annual leave in a couple of days here and there. Yeah. All my annual leave was used up, so we were doing a big gig in the Ulster Hall in Belfast. And I got my brother to ring in and say, John is sick today, he won't be in. So the next day I came back and the boss said, how's your cold? Are you feeling any better? And I said, yeah, a little bit of an improvement. He said, well, I just read in the Irish Times where you did a fantastic gig in the Ulster Hall and last night in Belfast. So I thought it's time to think about giving this up or deciding what I'm going to do.
So you gave it up and then you meet the band, having given up your job.
That very night we met the band for a meeting. Normally we'd meet in O'Donoghue's, but to give the meeting a sense of respectability and a business-like attitude, we met in a different pub, Donny and Nisbet's.
Across the road
from O'Donoghue. So anyway, there was a few pints taken and a bit of a row broke out and somebody kicked somebody else under the table and these tables upended and pints on the floor and it was a case of F you and F you and F the whole lot. So I'm driving home with Bob Lynch, who was where I was gigging with at the time. And I said, what am I after doing? I'm after giving up this good pensionable job and now the group is broken up. So the next day, Ronnie rings me. He said, are you okay for Friday night? We have a gig down the country. I said, of course I'm okay, but I thought the group broke up last night, Ronnie. He said, I don't take any notes of that. That happens every couple of weeks.
And so you were reunited and so it went on. I'm sure there were.
And it's stories like that, Pat, that we've kind of interwoven throughout this show of the Dubliners Encore.
How does the show then work? If I was to go to the show, what would I see?
Would I
be greeted by the band, first of all?
Yeah, so the set is created with the kind of big LED screens. Imelda May is our narrator, which is gorgeous. Okay. So it opens powerfully with the narration of the Dubliners were dangerous because they were dangerous. They revolutionised Irish music. And I think people sometimes forget about that. The legacy's been around so long. And then we open the show with Dad in O'Donoghue's pub, which is lovely. And that kind of introduces the band onto the stage then. And then there is story that's interwoven with the archive footage and the live music. So it's a nostalgic sing-song. It's got an energy and a rawness. We just came back from the UK. We did a couple of dates in the UK there. And the reaction has just been everything you could wish for. You know, people are having all the feelings there. You know, there's poignant moments with Dad and the band on stage. There's laughter because some of the stories are just slightly outrageous in this day and age. They're, you know, un-PC, shall we say.
And of course, I mean, the Dubliners, their career, Seven Drunken Nights, which was banned, I think, on RT Radio.
They were banned for 5 years, like, off the
The best
the
thing
airwaves.
That ever happened.
Yeah.
When something is banned, everybody wants a bit of it.
And they created the first music video, and we feature that in the show. So it's the first time that the public are seeing this music video that was made by Peter Whitehead from Top of the Pop. So there's all these, I suppose, authentic gems that we've kind of interwoven.
It sounds like an absolutely great show. Where can we see it and when?
So it's throughout the country. A lot of the dates are nearly sold out. So we've added a third date to the Helix on the 29th of January. That's our third and final date. And then there's a few tickets left, I think, in Castlebar and Killarney. I think Cork sold out. The other two Dubliners sold out.
Booking
so,
where?
So through the DublinersEncore.com.
The DublinersEncore.com. Well, thank you both very much for joining us this morning. I wish you all the best. I'm sure it'll be a riotous
give you
night
a quick,
every night.
A quick Barneyism.
Yeah?
We're on tour in Germany. Everybody's in the van waiting to take off after breakfast. No sign of Barney. So I go into the hotel and I ring up his room and said, Barney, what's keeping you? He said, I'm trying to get me room back into me case.
Very good. John, thank you very much. Keola, thank you very much. And the very best of luck with the show. I'm sure it's going to be riotous every night wherever it plays.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.